This morning we begin a series, and it's unbelievable. It's almost overwhelming to think about this topic in this series, and that is the series on Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is not just a city in Eretz Yisrael, it is the city in Eretz Yisrael. And for this year, we have spent so many weeks studying and visiting and thinking about different cities. Today, we begin a series on Yerushalayim, whereas in previous weeks, although we probably could have spent many, many weeks and months on each city, but we spent one week per city. But today, we begin a series on Yerushalayim because it's impossible. It's impossible to talk about Yerushalayim in one week. Even in a few weeks, it's going to be totally impossible. It's overwhelming. It's emotionally charged. There's so many aspects and dimensions that come to mind when we explore Yerushalayim that it's going to be very challenging. It's also very emotional. It's very personal. So many of us have stories and memories and connections to Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh. And we're going to just try to catch a glimpse, a shard of Yerushalayim, what it really means, because it's so far beyond us. But to the extent possible, we're going to try to create a meaningful connection to different aspects of this city, Ir Oz Lanu. Today, I wanted to begin our perspectives on Yerushalayim with one particular idea. And this idea I chose because I think it resonates with us in the circumstance that we are right now. Each year, when we conclude Yom HaKippurim, when we finish at the zenith of this experience of Tahara before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of that closeness to the Almighty, we conclude with one phrase, L'shana haba b'Yerushalayim. And the same phrase appears at the end of the other most magical evening of the year, at least according to Rav Soloveitchik and his reflections, his memory of the two most magical, incredible evenings that we have on the Jewish calendar. It's the night of the Seder that we just experienced. L'shana haba b'Yerushalayim. Today, probably for the past 80, 90 years, it crept in the idea of Yerushalayim habenuya, but that's more of a modern phenomenon. Traditionally, it was L'shana haba b'Yerushalayim. And this idea of permanence, that Yerushalayim is always there, that if we're not here this year, we'll go there next year. And if we're not there next year, we'll be there the following year. But we are committed and focused on coming back to Yerushalayim. It's a unique idea, and it's very powerful for right now. Because right now we're in a time of uncertainty, and for some it's fear, worry, anxiety, whatever it is for some people. And so coming back to this part of Yerushalayim, the Yerushalayim HaBenuya, there's something that's fixed that we can hold on to that we know we are going back to. We know it's always there for us. It's waiting for us. We're waiting for it. It's waiting for there for us. We're waiting for it. It's waiting for us. That permanent connection, that unbroken connection, gives us strength, confidence, oz. Where does that come from? What's it about? So for those who have it from the email, otherwise don't worry, I'll share it on the screen. We have a Rambam. The Rambam here is in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Vav, Halacha Tezayin. The Rambam tells us, V'loma aminomer b'miktosh v'Yerushalayim k'dusha rishona k'itchal yasid lavo. The Rambam tells us that when it comes to Eretz Yisrael generally, the Gemara presents two opinions, a machlokas, whether or not Kedushas Mikdash, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, what's called Kidsha Rishona. We've spoken about this, that when the Jewish people came with Yehoshua and conquered the land, did that conquest invest Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael that would be permanent? Or no? Kidsha L'shaita, for that moment, it was Neskadish, it was sanctified, V'lo Kidsha L'yasid Lavo, but it was not sanctified on a permanent basis. That's a question. So the Rambam says that when it comes to the rest of Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel in general, we paskin, Kedusha Rishona, the first sanctity, was lo kidsha liyasid lavo. It was a Kedusha that was invested because of a conquest. And when that conquest was undone by Sanherib and later ultimately by the Babylonians, then the sanctity evaporated. The second settlement, Ezra, that was through Yishuv. Well, when that Yishuv was disbanded, when that settlement was lost, so the Kedusha is gone. But the Rambam says that's not true for Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. V'lama ani omer b'mikdash v'Yerushalayim Kedusha Rishona Kitchel Yosid Lavo. Why is it that my opinion, says the Rambam, in the Yad HaChazakah here in the Mishnah Torah, he tells us that Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash, they have eternal Kedusha. It's Kitchel Yosid Lavo. U'b'kedusha shar Eretz Yisrael inyan Shvias u'maisus chayotzvim, all kinds of other questions, like Shvias, like Meiser, lo Kitchel Yosid Lavo. Lefi, shekedushas hamikdash v'Yerushalayim mipnei hashchina. Because of the kedusha, the sanctity of Yerushalayim is because of the Shechina. U'shechina eina betela. And the Shechina is not batel. The presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdash and in Yerushalayim Bichlal, according to the Rambam, is never nullified. As he quotes a pasuk, V'ariyu omer v'hashimosi es mikdasheichem, God says, Lo aleinu, in the time of Churban, in the time of the Tochacha, of the corrections, of the curses, Lo aleinu, I will destroy your holy places. V'amru chachamim, the chachamim darshan, the language here, that first it says, I will destroy it, but then it says, your holy places. So it sounds like they could still be holy after the destruction. V'amru chachamim, af al pi sheshomimin, even though they are destroyed, b'kedusha sanhein omdim. They will always be with kedusha. So part of the reason, perhaps, or one level of the reason, that we say, l'shana haba b'Yerushalayim, that Yerushalayim is a constant, it is something that never wavers. It is always there for us next year and next year. And if not right now, don't worry. It's coming. It never disappears. It's always going to be there for us. It's fixed. It's because the Shechina in Yerushalayim is fixed. This is what the Medrash Tehillim tells us. See in Source Beis. Amar Avacha li'olam eina Shechina zaza mikol sam haravi. Sheneimar hinei ze omer achar koslenu. We go to the Kotel. Of course, there's some discussion about whether or not the Kotel today that we go to is the Kotel of the Azara, of the inner sanctum, or the Kotel of the Harabayas, of the wall around the entire mountain of the Beis HaMikdash, which is the majority accepted opinion, which is why we go there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never left. So on one level, it's the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu which is fixed, which gives us the confidence to say, next year in Yerushalayim, because Yerushalayim is always there. It never left us. It's always there. But let's dig a little bit deeper. Where does this come from? Why is it? What is it about Yerushalayim, about the Shechina? There is something beneath this. There is a koach of Yerushalayim, of this idea that it never wavers. It's always there. It's always fixed. That we can tap into. So to think about this, I want to go back to my childhood. And as the Gemara says, I am chala bar chamra. I'm embarrassed to say that I'm not living up to the standards of my parents. Because growing up in our house, my father sang the zmiros of his father, of our family from Galicia. And one of the zmiros which we sang at Shalashudis is a zimmer called Kel Mestater. Kel Mestater b'shafr chev v'naseich l'nemel kol rayon. I'm not going to go on do the whole thing. But unfortunately, right now, even though we're doing Shal Shudis at home, usually I have Shal Shudis in Shul, now we're doing Shal Shudis at home. We haven't sung the Zemer yet, but I think maybe next Shabbos we should. Because in that Zemer, which is an anonymously authored piyut, a poem, a song, there is a line. Now I can tell you, I don't understand anything about this Zemer because it's super Kabbalistic. And this line also, whatever we can understand from it, we will. But understand that it's according to the secrets of Torah. But we'll try to understand it from our level. The Zemer tells us, from the right side and the left side, which I can't tell you on the screen what that looks like, but from my standpoint, this is right and this is left. So, is the drawing is the nourishment, are nurtured the prophets. Netzach v'hod behem nimtzoim. Netzach, which means eternal, and hod, which means splendor or reflection, are found in them. So there's the right side and the left side, the yamin and the small, there's netzach and hod. Principles called netzach and hod, dominance and reflection, or splendor. Yachin uboaz b'shem nikraim. These terms, the right and the left, the netzach and the hod, are called Yachin and Boaz. V'chol bonayich limudei Hashem. What does it mean that there are the right side and the left side, there are two sides, and there is the Yachin and the Boaz? Well, Yachin and Boaz are not just the commentary of the Mishnayos written by the Tiferes Yisrael, which is what some of you might be thinking, which is true. But Shlomo HaMelech, when he built the Beis HaMikdash, he built two columns. And this is the description here in Source Dalet in Divrei HaYomim. Divrei HaYomim, Beis Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Vayakim eso amudim al pnei ha-heichal. Shlomo HaMelech established pillars at the front of the heichal, of the sanctuary. Echad miyamin, one on the right side, ve'echad mehasmol, one on the left side, vayach, vayikra es hayamini, es hayamoni, Yachin, who he called the right one, Yachin, v'shem hasmoli, Boaz. So there are two pillars that Shlomo HaMelech built in the Beis HaMikdash, one on the right and one on the left. They're called Yachin and Boaz, and they represent, according to the Zemer, according to the tradition, Netzach and Hod. Now, we've talked about this Sefer in the past, but one of the milas of being quarantined in the office is that I could just pull it off the shelf. This book we mentioned in the past, Flames of Faith, an introduction to Hasidic thought from my teacher, my friend, an amazing person, Reb Zev Reichman, rabbi of the East Hill Synagogue in Englewood. So, Rabbi Reichman has a description, an explanation of what Netzach and Hod are. Because Netzach and Hod fit into a broader context of a pattern that we talked about, especially when we spoke about Tzfat, of energies, of avenues and pathways in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu pours His Shefa, His sustenance, the light of Hashem, all the energy of the world into existence. And these are paralleled by themes, attitudes, experiences that we have within each one of us. These are the seven emanations, the seven energies, the seven qualities that we have that parallel the 7 days of the week and the seven musical notes and the seven colors of the rainbow. And then there are three more that are the elevated three spheros, the three attributes that are beyond this world. So even though there are seven Canaanite nations, really Avraham Avinu was promised 10, but the other three that are in the upper world, those are for Yemos HaMashiach. Okay, now's not the time to go through all of them. But in this pattern of the seven emanations, you have a structure, a geometric structure, where you have a pattern of right attributes and left attributes. Right attributes, for example, Netzach, are dominant attributes. They are forceful. Hod, the left attributes, are more recessive, you could call them. They're more reflective. So, for example, on the right side, Avraham Avinu, he's the dominant patriarch. He's out there building and stumping for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and creating and initiating. And Yitzchak is Gevura, he's restraint, he's receiving, he's nurturing, he's transmitting. Netzach is a dominant force. There are two ways to, let's say, imagine you're walking outside in a massive snowstorm. One way is to stand upright and power through and force yourself against the wind and the hail and the snow and just power through. The other way is to bend over, to lean over, so that you have less restriction, less friction, less blowback. The first one, you just overpower the storm. It's with your own sheer force and intensity that you dominate it. The other one is through modesty, is through humility. It's through making yourself smaller that you've got less wind blowing at you and you're able to make it across that storm. Two different ways. One way is powerful, it's overwhelming, it's intense in terms of its vision and its scope and just overwhelmingness. And the other one is, it's more modest, it's more quiet, it's more subtle. Each one of these has a place and is an essential aspect of the world and of our personal lives, of our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shlomo HaMelech taught us that we need both. We need to have Netzach and Hod built into the Beis HaMikdash. And they represent something. Because if you look here in Rashi, Rashi says, why is it called Yachin? Yachin in Boaz, Yachin al Shem Malchus Beis David. Yachin is called Yachin because it reflects the concept of the kingdom, the house of Israel, the house of David specifically. The kingdom of David HaMelech, Shenim Shal LaYarech, which is like the moon, Kedichsiv, KeYarech Yikon Olam. So now, it's true that in one aspect, David HaMelech personally, David represents a different aspect that's called Malchus, not Netzach or Hod. But first of all, there are aspects of each one built into the other attributes. But in this context, it's more the Malchus, the kingdom in general, perhaps. And the Abarbanel explains that Yachin relates to David HaMelech and Boaz relates to Shlomo HaMelech. David HaMelech was the conqueror. He was the visionary who saw the Beis HaMikdash. He was the architect of the Beis HaMikdash. He was the fundraiser of the Beis HaMikdash. According to Chazal, he got all the materials together. Shlomo HaMelech received it and executed it. So David HaMelech, in this respect, represents Netzach, the vision, the overwhelming intensity. He's the one who conquered Yerushalayim. He's the one who instills it with that permanence, like the Malchus Beis David, which is like the moon, ever-present. And Shlomo HaMelech received it and nurtured it and cultivated and brought it to fruition. This idea is captured in a little pamphlet that I have here. It's called The First 10 Days. It's by Rabbi Yaakov Haber from Torah Lab, from Ramat Beit Shemesh, where he talks about the concept of the Sfiras based on the 10 days of Tshuva, the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. But what we're saying is, to try to understand it maybe on our level, is that David HaMelech and the Malchus Beis David represents something which is eternal. It is fixed. It is Yachin, it is Nachon. It is fixed, it's permanent. And that's why, if you look on the source sheet, the Mar Makomos, for those who have it, if you don't, I'll put it on the screen again. The Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam. In the context of the moon, we learn that even though the moon cycles in and out in different ways, it's always there. And when they were looking for a secret code to teach us about Kiddush HaChodesh, what we say at Kiddush Levana, we say, Dava Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam. Because Netzach, eternity being fixed, that is Malchus Beis David. It's fixed. It's always there. It looks like it's hidden. It doesn't matter. But now we understand, we can bring it back to Yerushalayim, because the Gemara Brachos here at Source Vav tells us B'masnisa Tana B'shemedi Rabbi Akiva. We learned in a Mishnah, in a teaching from Rabbi Akiva, B'cho Hashem HaGedula, the first of the seven, which we'll call Chesed, but we're not going to focus on today, Zukrias Yamsuf, V'agvura Zumakas Bechoros. So it's Avram, then it's Yitzchak, it's Gevurah, Makas Bechoros. Tiferes, Zumatan Torah, that's Yaakov. V'hanetzach, Netzach is the fourth of our guests of the Yushpizin of Moshe Rabbeinu, but now we're saying it's also Malchus Beis David. V'hanetzach, Zu Yerushalayim. V'ahod zu beis hamikdash. Says the Gevuras Hashem, the Maharal, in the Hakdama to Gevuras Hashem, V'omar, why does the Gemara say, V'hanetzach zu Yerushalayim, it's Nikru Yerushalayim ba'avur shehi l'nachala nitzchis. Because Yerushalayim is for an eternal inheritance. Yerushalayim is Netzach. Yerushalayim is the seat of the Malchus Beis David, which is a bechina, an expression of Malchus, which is Netzach, in this respect. The Malchus of David is Netzach, it's always there. Even though Yerushalayim may be torn under, it may be razed, or even plowed over by the Romans, it's still Netzach. You can't take it away. The Rambam says it's Kedusha La'asid Lavo. The Rambam's Kedusha La'asid Lavo is saying that the presence of the Shekhinah in Yerushalayim is expressing Netzach. It's expressing an unbroken chain from generation to generation that we always come back to. I have here a collection of photographs that was sold at, I don't have it on the screen. Oh, you know what? I think I can get it on the screen for you. Hold on. Let me see if I can pull it up for you. It was sold at Sotheby's years ago. Let's see. Hold on, let's see if it's working. No, not this. Hold on one second. Let me see if I can get the pictures. Where is it? Hold on. Let's see. Here it is. Okay. You ready? This is amazing. Let's see if it's coming up. Yes, here it is. So I'm going to screen share it with you. Here we go. $1.4 million was this collection of photographs from Yerushalayim from the 19th century. Look at these pictures. I'm going to try to zoom in a little bit. People walking to the Kotel, if you could see it. This is from the Bar magazine. Look at the pictures of the Kotel. 1870s, excuse me. People davening at the Kotel, courtesy of Sotheby's. Unbelievable. That's what we mean when we say Yerushalayim represents Netzach. That like Malchus Beis David, it's always there, even though it may have disappeared momentarily. That's why the Rambam teaches us, perhaps, that Yerushalayim's Kedusha is never gone. It's always there. And the Kotel always has the Kedusha behind it. And that means that each one of us, because we have a spark of Netzach within us, that even if maybe we're going through a period that's broken or struggling or down or lost, Rachmanu Litzlan, but we always have Netzach. Netzach is this dominating force, this life force, this eternal force within us that says that we can persevere, that will always make that comeback. Yerushalayim, it makes a comeback because it has a life force, it has the Shekhinah that says nothing will keep it down. It will always come back. And perhaps that's why we always come back to this theme of Lashana Haba Yerushalayim. Because even if we're knocked down right now, the Shekhinah ain't a betela. We're going to get back up and we're going to, with the force of the Shekhinah, we're going to tap in to that non-stop commitment, that overwhelming force, the concept of Netzach. So Yerushalayim, Zu Netzach, Netzach Zu Yerushalayim, is because there is this permanence, there is this fixed element. So each one of us, when we're thinking about that Yerushalayim within us, we can tap into it during this difficult time. I wish all of us a good day, a healthy week. Stay safe. And Emir Tashem, we will continue to learn together, please God, next week. I'll send out the Mar Makomos Emir Tashem in advance. I look forward to seeing you. And thank you for joining. V'hanetzach Zeh Yerushalayim.